Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. This is officially the very last episode for 2020. And I just, before we start, I am sitting in a very hot room. So if you hear background noise, plus there are people home, TV slash there's a fan on because my goodness, I was like, okay, I'm going to record for the quality with no fan, no sound, but I could not. So I'm sorry if you hear the fan in the background, but I have had a couple of weeks off the podcast. I felt very drawn to not only do that, but to also take a big step away from social media, not show up as much, speaking on my stories and just being very present in the DMs. Like I really, really needed that. I think sometimes I forget myself how involved I am with social media. And even though I'm forever grateful that I've created my business online and created it through my social media, particularly my Instagram, it also does really take a toll on your mental and emotional health. And I just thought if I take a step back now, I'm going to be fresh for the new year because I have a lot of goals that I want to achieve that I know I will achieve. And I've gone through my goals, which reminds me, if you are listening to this right now, it doesn't matter whether you listen to this on day of release, which will be the 30th of December, or if you listen to this 2, 3, 4 weeks into the year, 4 months into the year, go to the Daily Flow Facebook group. That is my free Facebook group. A couple of weeks ago, I hosted a masterclass on setting goals. It's got a PowerPoint and everything. So go check that out. Go join the Daily Flow. The link will be in the show notes below. But it is a very specific way in goal setting and how to live with intention and actually achieve all of the things that you dream and you desire. And I think like I definitely have had years where I've been very fluffy with what I want, but also how I got to what I want and achieved that. And you know, that's it's a typical thing, right? People are like, new year, new me, you know, write a bunch of goals and targets that they want to achieve and want to do. But you know, realistically, and be realistic with yourself, how often do you not achieve those? And it's not always because you didn't try. It's normally because you didn't have the right means or the right kind of, I guess, pathway into achieving those goals. So if you struggle and you want to make the most out of 2020, I would definitely highly recommend joining the Daily Flow. Go through, just swivel literally to the media tab. I think you can even search our goal setting masterclass, and that should definitely come up for you. But it is one of the most recent videos. So yes, anyway, just to start with that, I cannot believe that right now, day after recording is actually 29th of December and I cannot record tomorrow. So tomorrow, day of release, 30th Wednesday, because I am getting on a plane and I'm going to Darwin. One of my best friends, she lives there and I just didn't want to do a New Year's Eve in Perth. Plus, I really need a change of environment. Environment is everything, as I've realized, really, really realized this year. I've always been aware of, you know, you are the product of the people you're around, the environment you are always in. And I just feel it's time for me to get out just for a couple of weeks, have a change of scenery, especially for me. I will be beginning work again next Monday. So yeah, it's Tuesday today. It's straight back on it. And I think this week especially, and with Christmas, I hope you all had an amazing Christmas, whatever you did, and I'm sending so much love. And if it wasn't the Christmas that you wanted or expected, I'm sending you a big virtual hug. And I hope you all ate heaps of food, because I tell you what, I literally said to a friend today, I said, I don't think I've cooked myself a meal in 2 weeks. It's been like out and about. I've had Christmas dinners. I've been eating. I'm like a cheese board right now. Like my body, my blood, my cells is made of cheese and red wine and gin. Honestly, it is. But you know what? You can't feel bad. You can't. And if you're feeling a little bad with yourself, don't. It's a festive season. You're indulging in not only food and drink, but a human connection as well. And that's the way I like to see it. But you know, the other side to that, like my skin has broken out. I am feeling sluggish. I feel a little bit more anxious and stressed, but it's because I'm not functioning how I normally would when it comes to health. But, you know, that's the reality of it. I'm not going to say, yeah, it's all well and good. Like, of course, there's going to be repercussions, I guess, for lack of a better word. But know that it is okay to have a few too many wines or gin and tonics or vodkas, whatever your vice is, and eat cheese and food and Christmas ham and all of that. So I hope you all had an amazing Christmas, Boxing Day, Christmas Eve, whatever you were celebrating. But back to this, I can't even remember what I was saying, but anyway, I feel like, yeah, I'm going to Darwin tomorrow, and I just need a change of environment, and I think it will be a really good end of year for me. And as always, this episode, my end of year episode, is always a bit of a reflection, and I kind of want to just run through my year and things that I've learned and the person that I am. And I think that we've all lost a lot this year. We've all gone through a lot, but, you know, we've gained things as well. And I really hope when you reflect, I always have a bit of a reflection on my year, you know, just personally. And I think about the things that I lost, but I also think about all the things I gained and whether it's tangible and intangible. So I want to start right from the beginning. Beginning of this year, I was in Bali. I was living the life. And every time I explain my Bali lifestyle to anyone, I just say it's just, I lived in a bubble, right? It was like a holiday 24/7 for me. And it was great. You know, it was absolutely great. And, you know, a lot of people have said to me before, that's not reality. And you can't live like that forever. Yeah, that's not my forever thing. But in the meantime, I built a business there. I networked. I have amazing friends who I cannot wait to be reunited with. Like, I miss my Bali friends so much. And if any of you are listening right now, I love you and I miss you. I miss partying at the lawn every single Friday. But so, yes, I was back in Bali living life. And then, you know, COVID started to get a bit more serious over in Australia. And the thing is with Bali is that you literally live in a bubble when you're there long term. And I'm sure anyone that's experienced you know, a holiday in Bali or anywhere in Southeast Asia, you do live in a bubble, but think of that long term. So we didn't really understand or hear about, you know, how serious COVID-19 was getting, and especially in Australia. And I remember joining this WhatsApp group. There were hundreds of people in it, and I've since removed myself, like months and months ago I removed myself, but it was just like updates. And like with Indonesia, you truly, as much as I love it, you truly don't know what is right, what is wrong. You don't know who to believe. So I would try to avoid to check that WhatsApp group, like it was on mute. I tried to avoid to check it only once a day, because it really like sucked you into the fear mentality. All of the people there were just, yeah, living through fear. It was nothing really productive. And I can't even, like, I wish I had some examples, but it was on the old phone that I used to have. But yeah, so we started that and we started to hear bits and pieces. And I remember I was in a villa with my friend Steph. It was her villa at the time. And we were kind of staying indoors as much as possible. We started cooking. For me, it was the first time I started cooking in Bali since I moved there. And I love cooking, don't get me wrong, but it is so easy to eat out. And it's not like here, like, you know, eating out can make you feel shit if you're doing it every day. Like, you can get the freshest, cleanest stuff there. Or you can get the most nutritious food there, right? So it's two ends of the spectrum. But anyway, so we kind of started to isolate. We'd only go out for food shops, and that was really all because the gym closed. And so we were kind of doing yoga and working out from home. And I guess I was ready to go home. Like, my flight was, I can't even remember, I think start of April, end of March. And I think what really kicked it in for me, yeah, I didn't really want to believe it, but what really kicked it in for me was when my flight got cancelled. And this is, you know, the flying situation has definitely been worse this year, but like I was a little bit like, oh, okay, what's happening? And so I was stressed to find a flight, and I was like, no, just get me home. I started to freak out a little bit. And so I honestly, to be honest with you all, I'm like in my head talking to you all now, but I believed, I was so naive, I believed that I would be back. I was saying to Sav, I'd be back for my birthday, which is May 29th, we'll party then, and everyone will be back. And a lot of, to be fair, you know, I can't give myself too much shit, but a lot of us Bali people, we had that mentality, and I guess I didn't really, it's not that I didn't want to believe that we were, you know, going into a global pandemic, but I guess I didn't really understand at that point. Remember, while this was happening, this was like March for us, this was fairly new, brand new, and I didn't really understand like how big this could be, right? So I actually left my suitcase in Bali with all my summer clothes because I was going to Perth in the winter, plus I still had some clothes at my dad's house. And it's still there now. It is actually in storage with some of Steph's stuff. So it is safe, but I do miss it. I do miss my clothes now that we're in summer, but that's fine. So yeah, I only had a carry-on. I went back to Perth. I packed the essentials. And then I was one of the first ever do the hotel quarantine in Perth. Now, if you have no idea or if you're new to the podcast, I urge you to pause. I urge you to pause this and go Google Jess Pennelly hotel quarantine. So what happened, because I was one of the first, and you know, if you ever speak out on social media with whatever it is, you gotta understand that you sometimes will say something that people are gonna blow out of proportion, right? It is the internet. It is what it is. And I remember sharing my first day experience. The food, it was so shitty, I'm vegetarian, and like I stick to my comments this day. My salad, my main meal salad, I have photos, I have videos, was honestly like this small plastic container, like very small plastic container with a few pieces of lettuce. I think it was like 2 cherry tomatoes, 1 bit of cucumber, 1 olive. I'm not even over-exaggerating. I wish I was over-exaggerating. The bread roll or the bread that I got was like a slither of bread, and I got some nuts, and that was my lunch. And keep in mind, I had been at the airport and, you know, was stressed out there, no food, get on this flight, then you get herded like cattle, honestly, from the airport onto the bus. And it was so funny. I'll share this experience with you all. I think I've only told my friends and family. I remember, so we get off the plane and there's all these police officers watching us, and they're like, social distance, 1.5 meters, blah, 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 all of that. All well and good. However, they shoved us all onto one Transperth bus. So that's just the public transport bus. When there were literally, I think, about 3 other. And the long, anyone in Perth will know, like, imagine the long versions of the bus. We got shoved into there and there were 3 others of that. And one guy goes to the police officer, hey, aren't we meant to be social distancing? And the police officer literally shrugged and goes, oh, well. Like, see what I mean? Like, from the start, I'm not going to go into a whole COVID-19 debate. This is not what this episode is about. But I'm just saying there's been a lot of things that I'm like, huh? So, yeah, we're told to social distance as we come off the plane, but then we're shoved to sit side by side on this bus. Anyway, so we're all kind of in a foul mood. We don't get really told anything. And, yeah, we get sent up to our hotel room. All of that. And then the next day I just documented it. I made a statement to our prime minister. Actually, I think I tagged our prime minister, but I forgot his title now, but the guy in charge of WA. Anyway, I know that makes me sound silly, but when it comes to me, it will come to me. Anyway, so I made a statement. I tagged them both and I was just saying these conditions shitty. I think what really got me was no fresh air for the 14 days whatsoever. You can't go out for a walk. And anyway, I remember waking up the next day, front page of Perth Now, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 10 in Perth. Then I, you know, made news all over Australia. I made global news. I was in the Daily Mail. I was in news in Germany and China and Russia, Vietnam, everywhere you could think of. I was in the main news and it was not good. The title of the first original Perth Now article, which, fun fact, I have read every single article about me except the original Perth Now article. I still to this day, and I don't think I will, because the headline was Perth influencer complains about 5-star hotel. Now, if you have an experience, and it has gotten a lot better, even though I see some conditions still, it definitely has gotten a lot better. And I like to look at myself now as a bit of a pioneer for what's happened and speaking out and changing conditions, because I, when I say that I got ripped all over the world, I did. But I stand by what I say. You know, with what was happening and the mental health side of things, we were meant to have a mental health nurse check on us every day. I got one the first day and then didn't hear from them in 4 days, and I had to call them. And so I am getting, at this time, I'm in isolation, no fresh air, shitty food. Thank fuck for my friends and family for bringing me food. And I'm getting cyber bullied like there's no tomorrow. And I cannot even explain. I'm getting a little bit emotional. I cannot even explain the impact of cyberbullying to you. And if you have ever been cyberbullied, I am so, so sorry you had to go through that. I had people messaging me, like, all ages, even, like, fucking mums and dads saying, you know, you're a disgrace, and people saying, go kill yourself. I had one girl who said, make sure you find a cord in the hotel room that you can kill yourself. Right? So that, like, that's the extent that I was getting cyberbullied, and people saying, you know, you're in a 5-star hotel. Well, hold up. I am in a 5-star hotel, but I'm confined to 4 walls. I don't get to use a restaurant. I don't get to use the pool or anything else. I have to do my own laundry. Like, you know what I mean? And that's not me sounding like a brat, but you know what I mean? I'm literally, people didn't understand. You don't get this fucking 5-star resort and you're living the time of your life for 2 weeks. And so, yeah, it was really bad. I mentally was, for about 3 days, the whole time I was mentally really down, but for about 3 days I was really within myself. Dark, dark thoughts. I was really sad. I was really angry. I was really fearful. I've done a podcast episode about it. Go back and listen to it. But obviously months and months on, like, I've learned from that experience and I've taken things from it. And at the end of the day, you know, COVID-19 really just started in Australia, and people were living, they were in a sheep mentality. People were living in fear because they were not sure what was happening. You know, this was the time when toilet paper was running out and pasta and rice and all of that goodness. And people just didn't know how to function. I'll actually share one of the funniest comments that I ever got. I still to this day tell people because I think it's fucking hilarious. But I remember someone, like, so I eventually stopped reading the comments and I stopped going through my DMs. I turned my profile on private. And one of the funniest comments I ever got was, why are you complaining? Anne Frank had it worse. And if you don't know who Anne Frank is, quickly go Google her. But she's basically the female during Hitler times who hid in the attic or the cupboard for like 2 years, whatever it was. And like, I'm thinking, I mean, yeah, she did have it fucking worse, right? But you can't, that's like saying you can't compare, you can't complain about anything, because Anne Frank definitely had it worse. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because that's a little bit funny. You have to find the humor in it. And I'm glad eventually I found the humor in it. And it wasn't until a month or two ago that I'd gone through every single DM and I blocked so many people, but I got to like the bottom of all my DMs and they were still nasty ones. I just blocked, you know? And so that was a really, really hard time for me. So I'd come from living such a high vibe life to experiencing this. And it really made me kind of think about who I am and what I'm doing and the person that I am. And yeah, it wasn't nice. It really, truly wasn't nice. And so I got out and I had to settle back into this life of Perth that I didn't want. And this isn't for me at all to rip into Perth or anything like that. This is me saying I know when someone or some place does not align with me. And so I had so much resistance going back to my dad, you know, after living in not only out of home for years and years, but in another country as well. But going back to my dad's, I just sold my car and I was really down for months. I was really, really down for months and I didn't share a lot of that on social media, but I really mentally went through it this year. And I worked on my mental health. I worked on the way I viewed the world more than I did a lot of things. And, you know, I kind of put my physical health to the side. I was still, you know, walking during lockdown and, you know, still going to the gym now to this present day, but definitely 2020, I worked a lot more on my mental health, on my mindset, my abundance mindset, on understanding that I truly am energy and I get what I put out. And that's just a reminder to you all. I was in, you know, for a good couple of months in a place where I had so much resistance to settle into this lifestyle of Perth again. And I'd go between, oh, you know, what can I do? Nothing. And to the mindset of, oh, life sucks, blah, 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 blah. You know, so this year has definitely challenged me in that sense, but it also gave me the time, energy, and the space to really work on a lot in my business. And I say to people now, like, I don't think without COVID-19 and having to come back to Perth and go through a lockdown and everything, you know, not travel specifically, that I wouldn't be where I am in my business without this. Because yes, I'd get there eventually, probably in Bali and, you know, all of that, but there was so much time and space to do all this. And I set high boundaries that I've spoken about in previous podcast episodes that I set to achieve those goals. I created my beautiful membership space, Woman Up Monthly. The link is in the show notes below, but that is something, a membership for females, the busy female, is something that I've wanted to do for a good few years. And this year I did it. I had a lot of fear around it. I was really scared to do it, but I did it. And I'm so, so happy that I did, because it's something, I love my membership platform. I love the content that I create for all the women on there. I love the topics we go through, the group coaching calls. You know, we have live masterclasses, we have video trainings, exclusive podcast episodes as well. So every month, you know, usually it's 4 podcast episodes a month from the Jessica Pennelly podcast. With the Woman Up Monthly membership, you get an extra. So that's 5 podcast episodes you get a month. And, you know, I do live guided meditations. I hosted the last one this Monday. But that was just something that I found so much gratitude that I was able to create and have the time and the space. And I probably wouldn't have put that much focus on it this year. If I'm honest, I don't even know if I would have started it this year if I was still in Bali, because I had other priorities. But because I had the time to do it this year, of course, I'm so glad I felt through the fear. And then, you know, I was going through seeing a guy that you are all familiar with. You know, I mentioned him on the podcast last year. He's my best friend. We always say, like, he's definitely my soulmate. We definitely come from the same star. And so going through that, but knowing that right now is not the time, and listening to my intuition, that's hard. Being around my friends who don't quite have the same mentality as me in the way I see business or life, that can be hard sometimes. But this isn't to say I don't love my friends. I do, because I learned so much from them, and they're my rocks, and they've been my rocks this year. But it's hard, because I really made a shift in who I was as a person, and I feel overall in Perth, I don't quite fit in here as much, just because of the way that I want to do things. And, you know, I had times where I was like, fuck, like, do I get a long-term partner? Do I get married? Like, you know, is it time to start thinking about having kids? You know, all of this. I don't know if you're resonating at all, but all of this ran through my mind. Like, is it time to settle down now? You know, get a long-term rental, all of this, right? And so I went through all of the motions this year of, like, who am I? What am I doing? Like, what do I really want? And all these challenges of an old flame coming back and, you know, being getting cyberbullied just created the biggest resilient mindset ever for me, and I can't thank that experience enough. It really helped me get to where I am right now. And then I decided to come off the pill. I've obviously done a whole podcast episode on that, and that is one of the best things that I've done for my health. You know, it's like all the sensations are back, and I can get more in tune with myself, and I'm not numbed. Like, it's amazing, the sensations, not only physical but emotional as well. And then if you haven't listened to my podcast episode with Phoebe, go listen to it. But I started microdosing mushrooms, I should clarify. And if you're unaware of microdosing mushrooms, basically just imagine like the magic mushroom. You literally like do the tip. Like, a microdose is like 0.15 to 0.35, depending on your tolerance. So it's literally nothing. Like 0.2 to 5 is what I was dosing on. And I think like the full mushroom is 4 grams itself. And if you haven't experienced microdosing mushrooms, I highly, highly recommend. It is just, and I explained this in the podcast with Phoebe, but it's one of those things where it's like you're awake. Your consciousness expands, you become open, you become happy. Your ego starts to dissolve, right? Remember, it's a plant-based drug. I wasn't taking a dosage where I was tripping out or anything like that. But you take enough to slightly alter your cells so they respond in different ways. And you can function in everyday life. It's not like you can't and you have to sit in a room. No. It's hard to explain because you are just open. You're free. Your ego's dissolved. You're happy. Everything seems like there's light. And I'm very creative on mushrooms. I could journal for days. I could read for days and go through the notions of what I'm reading and put that, everything that's all the practices in that book into place and come up with this big extravagant life plan. So that was something I'd wanted to do this whole year because I actually heard of it. I've heard of microdosing mushrooms and microdosing other things, but I've really only been serious about it this year. And again, it's one of those things where I felt a little fearful, but I thought, come on, you know, let's give it a shot. A few times this year, I would also smoke a joint, so weed, to help me sleep. And it really gets me in a meditative state. And, you know, I've always been really scared to come out and share this and be open and honest like this. But I think going into 2021, one of my goals is to be a lot more transparent. Like on the podcast, I'm very transparent. I share with you all a lot. But I definitely, you know, experiences like this, I remember being really nervous to share the microdosing experience with Phoebe on the podcast, and I got such great feedback. So sharing these small things, but yeah, for me, you know, it's not I'm doing it every day or whatnot. It's a small thing. So, but always do it on your own terms, do your own research. Like I'm not a doctor, or I'm not saying you need to do this to get in any stage of your life. You know, this is why the podcast is called 2020 The Experience. I've experienced so many different highs and lows and ways of thinking about the world and understanding perspectives and my place in the world. And it has truly made me know where I want to be and where I am going. But it's also been, I failed so many fucking times this year. I failed so many fucking times that it hurts, that I've been sat in my bed crying my eyes out. You know the silent cries, so like your family doesn't hear? I've been there. I've been heartbroken this year. You know, I did the poster pic of ... that's happening on Instagram at the moment. And someone said, post a pic of when you're at your lowest moment. And I posted a picture of when I went to the Crown Towers in Perth. If you don't know what picture I'm talking about, go on my Instagram. I'm in like in front of a beige wall. I'm in a silk two-piece set. So I've got like a silk black top and a silk mini skirt with black heels. My hair is curled and I look really happy. But that was one of the lowest moments of my year. I was going through heartbreak. I was going through failure in my business. I was going through understanding who I am and what I want, where to go. And so I share this with you because yes, Instagram can be a highlight reel, but I also want to be real with you that it's okay. You can't always have good times, but if it's anything you take from today and this end of year podcast episode, it's to look at your experiences. Did you lose your job? Did you get married? Did you get engaged? Did you break up with your partner? Did you start a new relationship? I have many friends that started brand new, beautiful relationships. Did you lose a shitload of money? Did you have to sell your house? Did you buy a house? What are the experiences you had and how have they created the person you are right now? And don't just think about that person. Think about how you are going to project yourself in 2021. Who is it you want? You know, what is your clearly defined desired state of the woman or man that you want to become and step into? Because as much as I've cried my eyes out over failures in the business or over heartbreak, I've also had so many memorable moments where I'm so grateful that COVID-19 came around because I was able to experience them. And yeah, it's not ideal. I miss international travel, But I think, you know, it's when you get a grasp on who you are and what you've experienced, you are able to navigate the world a lot easier. And particularly your world, not just the world, but your world. You know, hone in on your world. Understand how you can navigate your world. And I know you don't need to be reminded of this, or maybe you do. But put yourself first. Understand your needs. Understand what you need from yourself, what promises you can keep from yourself, the needs from your relationships, romantic and platonic. And I always say to my friends and my loved ones, with every down phase, there is always an up phase. Like, I literally have a podcast episode called Life is Like a Roller Coaster, because it's true, you know, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't enjoy and live in the moment with the good things just because you're like, oh, well, this will end soon. No. Hone into gratitude. That is one thing I've practiced a hell of a lot this year. Gratitude and an abundance. Know that there is so much for everyone out there. Money, love, time, energy. There is so much for you out there. And I know this year overall has been fucking crazy. It's been fucking crazy. Like, fuck. You know, and winding down for me, like, I've been partying a shitload over the past couple of weeks. I love it. I love a good party. Yes, I'm a businesswoman and I can be a homebody, but I'm also an extrovert. I love a good party. I love a good boogie. I love being around my friends. I went out Christmas Eve and I partied so hard, and it was great to be around and merry with all my friends. And, you know, everything that has happened this year, always, everything happens for a reason. I don't care how cliche that sounds, but everything absolutely happens for a reason. And I want you to know that. Start now. Like, whenever, if you listen to this on time of release, December 30th, like, start reflecting now and start putting into what you need into place now. Don't wait Jan 1 or Jan 2 or, you know, I think the Monday is Jan 4th. Be like, that's a Monday. No, start from the get-go. If you can fucking get through 2020, you can get through anything. And I think that is the biggest lesson anyone can learn this year. Trust me when I say, I know. I know how hard it is. I know what it's like to grieve. Fuck, I was missing my mum so bad last week during the Christmas week. I was so anxious. I cried several times. And it's like, it's the cry where I'm like, you hurt inside, like your whole body aches. And I was aching for my mum, absolutely aching. But I know that I'm a strong person, and you need to know you're a strong person. And you can get through grief, heartbreak, losing your job, getting a new job, losing a relationship, getting a new relationship. Money comes back. Remember that money always comes back. And just think, what is your point of attraction? Everything now, and I've said this many times in the podcast, you are attracting into your life. So what for 2021 is your point of attraction? I can't speak. I'm getting like so wired up from this. Think about that. Think about the experience you've had this year and how you can transmute that into something powerful next year. I'm going to leave it there. I need to go get ready, do my makeup for a dinner, a kind of a celebratory end of year dinner with a friend. And I want to say thank you so much for your support this year on the podcast, to all my OG listeners from the very beginning, to all of the new people that have joined over the months. And even if this is your very first episode that you're listening to, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you and that it means so much to the podcast. And I'm always here to hold space on my Instagram at Jess Pennelly. I'm very excited for a new year of the podcast, bringing you new content, more vulnerable content, more raw content like I've shared with you today. And as always, if you have any feedback or anything you want me to speak about, please, please let me know. Be safe. Enjoy your new year. And remember that 2020 was an experience and you got through it. Love you all. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.